KE4FDIW4FCM.
DJW, KN4VWA.
WA, KB2HXS.
In there, Mr. Dave. How we doing?
Oh, good. Well, I can, I see you got your truck back.
Is that much of a difference?
Oh, my God. I hate to say this, but, yeah, the noise in the other truck was just horrible. All kidding aside, I know we like to break your chops a little here and there, but, my gosh, the background noise was just terrible.
I know. Hey, it's an 85 model. they didn't soundproof them back then, especially old F-150s. So, well, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Enjoying my semi-retirement. I'm going to order up my antenna today. I've decided to get the X200A Diamond. It's a good compromise. It's got, I think it's 10 feet length of the antenna. And I've got, the only thing I need now is a hunk of coax. And, they have them already with ends on. I just may buy a hunk of coax from them with the ends on, just make it a one-stop shop for now until I get more set up to make my own solder my own coax.
From?
Radio Outlet down in Atlanta has the antenna, has everything.
That's great, and you'll get good quality ends on it. You can get that stuff from the wire man.
Oh, I know that. I realize that, but you were telling me it's a little more expensive with him.
Oh, I don't know about expensive. Matter of fact, in the past, the wireman's prices have been just as good as anybody's. What I was telling you was, don't get it with their ends on. I've had trouble with them.
Oh, no. If I do something, I'll get like a hunk of like 50 foot or something like that and make my own ends. I've got silver plated ends here I can put on, and the only thing I don't have is a good quality soldering iron. That's the only thing I don't have.
You know what? I know somebody that's got a good temperature control, a little bit better soldering station that you could sure come up and use.
All right. Maybe I'll have to talk to that person. Maybe he'll be nice to me.
Say that. I just said he might let you use it.
Darn it.
Well, I'm supposed to be going flying this morning, but I can't seem to raise W4DJW. W4DJW, Dave, have you woke up yet? KN4BWA, is he already out there? Also retired, Dave, and he is enjoying the retired life. Even though he tells me he gets up at about 5:30 or 6 every morning.
Same thing. I get up around 6 o'clock and, I'll get out and make the coffee, and then, Sally will get up, like 30 minutes later, whatever. She talks to the grandkids on the way to school around 7 o'clock or so. So we have, we're trying to get like a routine, so we don't want to be stagnant. We want to get up and do things. As soon as the weather breaks, I'm going to get out in the yard and do some yard work, and, we have a few things we want to do, but right now, we're just kind of hanging back and just enjoying life a little bit. And, like I said, what I need to do is I need to find an antenna pole. Where can I get a good antenna mast that's longer than 10 feet?
That would be HRO, and I'll tell you what, getting something like that is a real pain because of shipping it. Now, that's if you want to get one of those extended up kind of poles. And you want to go how high? How high?
Well, I got a 10-foot pole on there now, and I've got 3 attachment points on the house now, so it's extremely strong. So I'm thinking if I can get a 15-foot pole or a 20-footer I can cut down a little bit. I'm even thinking like a fence pole, but I don't know where I can get it locally. Even if I can get one of the thick wall aluminum poles, which will work really well, I don't know where to get it locally.
In the past, Top rail for fencing, you know, like chain link fence?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was talking about.
Okay. There is a scrapyard downtown where I have bought that stuff in the past. And, I just go buy it in scrap metal.
Are you talking about that one on up on 29 there, past Gas Creek?
One, but I'm talking about in downtown Greenville.
Okay, I don't know where that one is.
Down there sometime. It's a good source for small amounts of metal. You know, you go to the big steel yards, and they want to charge you for 4x8 sheets, and they don't want to fool with anything. It's small stuff, and this is a place where you can go over, and they'll actually cut it, too. So, anyhow, I have to take you down there sometime when I'm going.
Be good. That sounds good. Yeah, I just want to, like I said, I just want to get, if I can get a 20-foot pole and I can just cut it down to what I want, because I want the antenna 10 foot above the peak, because if, you know, and this is only a stopgap until I get the tower up. I know you're going to break my chops about that. But now I have the time to do it. I'm going to do it.
K4 BWA. Do, do.
Oh, I like the match game one better. Do, 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 do. KB2HXS. Yeah, I hate you.
There's one thing that I gotta caution you about. When you do retire, oh my God, your wife will make sure that, how should we say this? You don't get moldy-oldy. She will find things to keep you busy to make sure that you have value.
Absolutely not even worried about that, because we're going to be working the yard together. We're going to be getting back into our photography hobby and stuff like that. In fact, I was even talking to Daniel. There's a fellow around here who's a local photographer. Ran into him on the radio, I think, last week or something. And I also joined the Greenville Photography Group. So we're gonna be doing things. We're not gonna be just sitting around the house letting the moss grow on us.
I hear you. Well, listen, I gotta run in and see if I can find my keys real quick. I'm operating on my spare key right now because I don't know what I've done with my regular set of keys. They kind of sprouted legs. So anyhow, let me run in here and see if I can find my keys while I'm listening for W4DJW. Can you give me a holler? Because we're supposed to be going flying today. So, anyhow, day 73s, and enjoy the retirement. Oh, before you go, my wife will be retiring the third week of July this year. And last night, she had just told her employer yesterday, and she came home just about 10:30 last night, right in the middle of a TV show. She leans over and says, in a real quiet voice, "I'm going to be retired." Oh, she's such a hoot. Anyhow, K4 BWA, retired. Clear.
Well, I say semi-retired because when Jimmy gets back from Florida, we got some work to do. All right, my friend, have a good day. KN4VWA, KB2HXS, and going back to my coffee.
Yeah, before DJW Mobile.
Yes, I was wondering about you, sir.
Well, I just got Amy on a plane up to Boise, and I am in the truck doing my weekly run as the waste management manager. The one and only. And then I'll be back to load up airplanes. It's kind of cool out here. 33 degrees.
No, no. It's up over 40 now. It's climbing fast, baby. It's nice out here. Hey, my windsock is just laying down, just still. And there's no air moving. I mean, I'm looking at my anemometer out there in the backyard. It's not even turning. It's just still. It's going to be nice.
Did you get flaps on yours yet?
Between my daughter and Sue, they had alternative structure for my evening, shall we say. But I'll get them on there probably by this weekend for sure. But now I'm going to tell you something. It is supposed to really be nice the rest of the week, all the way through the weekend. And Sue said that they're talking about 80 degrees.
Yeah, Amy was saying something about that. So you can still do slow flying without flaps. I was doing it yesterday, sometimes with flaps on, sometimes with flaps off. Flaps on, it's a little less hairy with tip stalling. Flaps off, it's tip stall, so a little easier to happen. But you can do it either way. And you do have stabilization on that one, right?
Sir, I'm not sure I like it, though. We're going to find out about that today. Now, are you doing your launch with stab on?
That was what I was doing yesterday, is launching it with that on, because I'm getting comfortable with that now. And then the next thing is to launch it with less throttle and more flaps on. So get to that point where it can take off easy out of your hand instead of having to give it a swift throw toss.
Oh, let me let you in on my agenda today. I'm going to let you launch a couple of times, okay, while I observe, and then while I'm going to let you launch me one time, and then after that I'm going to try to do the launch myself.
Okay, it's easy enough. I think you'll, especially if it stabilizes on, because it'll ride it if it's crooked. It'll ride it for you. But yeah, sure, no problem. Sounds like a plan. I got to get out here and unload, and then head back and load, and then head out to the field.
Try to find my keys. I'm all loaded up. I'm ready to go out the door. Okay? I'm operating right now off of a spare set of keys to my big truck. And I'm going to go into the house, and I am going to try to find my good set of keys. So the sofa may have swallowed them last night. So what do you project as your ETA?
17 after 8 right now. Probably back. It takes me 22 minutes to do this run complete. Load up. I'll leave at 9. Try to get there by 9:30.
I'll probably be there before that, and I may go ahead and just simply try to take my Cessna up, you know, the 182. So get a little air time before you get there. I'm going to try to be there at about, depending on how fast I find my keys, probably by about 9 o'clock, maybe, you know, 9:15 at the latest. So when you get there, I may be in the air, my man. So let me get in here and get started. 73s. Tell your waste management supervisor to do a good job now.
Be there in a little bit. CAN4VWA, W4DJW, at the transfer station.
CAN4VWA, clear.
JW Mobile.
KN4VWA. Found the keys. The sofa swallowed them.
You're going, the audio is a lot lower than the other one.
HT into the house. We are bowfanging it this morning.
Okay. Well, bowfanging, that's doing good for a bowfang. Or for a hand, for any handheld, for that matter. It's doing good.
Yep. Well, so you're on your way to the waste management function.
I'm on my way back home. I just unloaded and left, so I made it back home.
Well, I found the key, and set up my spare set, and I'm going to grab just a little bit of lunch for breakfast, and then I'm going to be on my way down there.
A little bit. I heard a lot of static. I didn't really understand what you said.
I moved around in the house. I'm going to go ahead and grab a little quick bite of breakfast.
Copy that. I'll see you there. CAN4VWA, W4DJW.